Hero Steve, Book 1, The Quest for Boney Pete. Written by Mark Mulley. Narrated by David Vandermolen. Disclaimer. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or are used in fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. This unofficial Minecraft book is not authorized, endorsed, or sponsored by Microsoft Corporation, Mojang AB, Notch Development AB, or any other person or entity owning or controlling the rights of the Minecraft name, trademark, or copyrights. All characters, names, places, and other aspects of the game described herein are trademarked and owned by their respective owners. Minecraft, registered, trademarked, and copyright 2009 through 2016, Mojang/Notch. Chapter 1, Hero Steve, The 442nd Day of the Skeleton Horse Hunt. I will find you, Boney Pete. It has been 442 days since my beloved skeleton horse, Boney Pete, vanished from my home without a trace. He has gone missing, perhaps taken, but who could have done it? I don't know. Across mountains and oceans, I have searched for Boney Pete, but I have not yet found him or any other horse worthy enough to carry me. I found a brown mare that almost fit the bill, but in the end, he looked too plain. A brown horse? Could you imagine me, Steve? No, sorry, I should have written that differently. Let me try again. Could you imagine me, Hero Steve, riding a boring brown horse? That's more like it. I am sitting by a campfire and using its light to write in this journal. This book has been my only friend on this long journey. The spruce trees lean over me as I write. When the wind blows, the leaves swish, and it sounds like whispering. I can almost hear words in their whispers. My hearing is very advanced, after all. What is it? I say politely to the trees, for I am always polite to things that can squish me while I sleep. Thankfully, they say nothing back, and their noise dies down with the wind. I'm relieved. The day a tree does talk back to me is the day I put myself in the loony bin. I am writing to tell you about the last 2 days, as I want to tell you what has happened. I don't really know who you are, but even if I am writing for nobody, I need to write down everything about my exceptional life. Who knows? Maybe I'll die in the wilderness and my adventures will be discovered and published. Maybe I'll become famous and my fabulous bones will be displayed for all the young crafters to look up to. Yes, I would like that a lot. So I am writing to you, my future fans, to tell you about the last couple of days. 2 afternoons ago, on the 440th day of the skeleton horse hunt, as the sun reached the center of the sky, I stumbled out of a dark oak forest and onto a plains biome. In the distance, I saw a village. I loosened my belt to prepare for the massive amounts of bread I was about to eat, letting out a loud hurrah at the same time. It had been a hard time for me in the dark oak forest. I ran out of pork chops on the first night. After that, I had to eat mushroom stew. Can you believe it? Mushroom stew! Days and days of mushroom stew. I hope I die before I eat or even see another piece of fungus. So, future fans, you can probably imagine how happy I was to find this village. A village full of wheat, beetroot, potatoes, and best of all, pigs. And it had villagers, of course. I saw several farmers working the potato fields and greeted them with another hurrah! They looked up from their work, shielding their eyes to block out the sun, no doubt blinded by my glorious iron chest plate. But instead of running towards me, offering me free food, as a hero like myself was accustomed to being treated, they ran into their houses, screaming, and locked the doors. I knew at once what had happened. The villagers had looked up and seen me, armed in my iron armor and wielding my iron sword.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?